Blog Talk Radio.
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:9-10. Thank you for listening. I know it's been a while since I've been on, just kind of had a lot of really other things going on, but I just wanted to pray for, you know, those saints that we will grow in His grace and grow in the knowledge of the Word and continue to press on. So, Lord, I just bless you and I praise you and I give you the glory. I give you the praise, God. I thank you, Lord, for all things, oh God. I thank you for another day. I thank you for another day that we have to worship you and to praise you and to honor you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to come to you and just to magnify you and to lift up your holy name, for there is none like you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is no one like you and that we are able to always just to look to you for our help and our protection, oh God. Lord, I just give you the glory and the praise, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now for your people, for your saints, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would put a burning in our hearts, oh God, to seek your face daily more and more, day in and day out, oh God, that we will want to know you more, that we will want to have more of a relationship with you, oh God, that we, Lord, will put down those things that always make us busy, God, those things that always hinder us from even studying our word or from praying and lifting up your name, God. I pray that we learn to put those things aside, oh God, and to put you first, oh God, and to seek your face, oh God, and to cry out to you, oh God, and to just yearn, have a yearning in our hearts for you, oh God. For there is no one, nothing like you, God. And Lord, let us know that we need you. We need you more than ever in this day and hour. We need you. We need your word, God. Teach us, Lord, to study, oh God, with diligent hearts, God. Teach us to just open up our Bibles, oh God, and learn of your word and learn of you and learn of your precepts and learn, oh God, of what you have to say to us, oh God, in this day and hour, oh God. Lord, teach us, oh God, to just be able, no matter where we are, to not be ashamed, oh God, to open up your word, oh God, and learn more of you, oh God, that we might have greater relationship with you, God. Lord, teach us your love, Lord Jesus. Teach us the love that you have for us, oh God, that we might reflect that love to others, oh God, no matter who the person is, oh God, that we would love those around us, that we would show love to everyone, no matter what flaw they have, no matter how different they are, oh God. Lord Jesus, teach us to love one another and to show love and not just speak that we love someone, but to show them with a whole heart, with all our hearts and with all our minds, oh God. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that you teach us to pray more, oh God, to pray like we need to pray, oh God, to fall on our knees before you, God, to reverence your name, God, to seek your face day in and day out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will lift up your name on high and recognize, oh God, how powerful and mighty you are and how omnipotent you are, that you are our friend in the time of need, that you are our strong tower, O God, when we are going through, Lord Jesus, when there is no one else around, Lord, that you are with us, O God. So teach us to pray, God. Teach us to seek your face more and more like we should, O God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, teach us even to have wisdom, O God, even wisdom, O God, to witness to others, O God, of your kingdom, that we would have the knowledge and the wisdom to speak to others, to speak your word, to know what to say to different people, O God, that need to be ministered to, the downhearted, O God. Give us the words to say, the brokenhearted, O God, that one who's in poor and impoverished, O God. Give us the words to say, O God, that one, O God, who is being beaten and struck down, O God. Give us the words to say, God, to your people in prayer, Lord, so that they would know your love and to know and that you are our ultimate healer, not just from pain and physicalities, O God, but also, O God, from those things of the mind, O God, that torment us, O God, that you are our ultimate healer, God. And I just give you the glory, God. I give you the praise, God, for being with us each and every day, day in and day out, Lord. I thank you for healing our bodies. I thank you, Lord, for comforting our minds, O God, for comforting our spirits, Lord Jesus. No matter where we are and what we do, God, I thank you that you are always with us, O God. Even when we don't even know what to say, Lord, that you are there standing beside us, God. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your word deep in our hearts, O God, that your words, O God, will not be taken from us, O God, because it's so deep, O God, and ingrained in our hearts and in our mind, O God. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship your holy name and give you the glory, for you are worthy to be praised, God. You are a mighty God. You are an omnipotent God. Hallelujah, God. You are our Father, God. You are our way maker, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, God, for each and everything, God. I thank you, Lord, for each and every person listening, O God. Send your blessings right now upon that person, O God, that need your help right now, that need your help financially, O God. They have been going to church, and then they began to stop, Lord, because they got so discouraged, God. But, Lord, let them know right now that you are listening, that you are listening, that you have heard of their burden that they have been crying out about, Lord, and that you know, God. So, Lord, right now, heal their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal their spirit, man, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Touch that person right now, even struggling in the home, God. They're struggling in their family, God. They don't know what to do, God. They've been fighting, oh God, with their spouse, Lord. But I pray right now, God, healing of the marriage right now to the person listening, oh God. Healing in that marriage, oh God, that they would come to know you more, God, that they would know that they need you in that relationship for it to work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that you make a way out of no way for all of your children, oh God. Lord, when they can't see the way to go, that you are making a way out of no way. Lord, I just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, God, and give you the glory, oh God. I pray, oh God, that we will fall on our faces and continue to seek you no matter what, oh God, no matter what we're going through, oh God, no matter how hard or tired we are, oh God, that we would seek your face, oh God, daily, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I praise your holy name. I glorify your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even those that are sick in the hospital listening, oh God, Lord, we pray for a miraculous healing right now, a miraculous report of healing and salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cry out to him, hallelujah, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God wants you to know his love. Hallelujah. He wants you to know, hallelujah, his forgiving grace, his mercy. He wants you to know that he loves you and he wants to be close to you. He wants to have relationship with you. He wants to speak with you. So it is time to pray. When God speaks to your heart, begin to pray. Begin to go into the quiet room of your house, whether it is the bathroom, and begin to pray and to worship his holy name. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to love him, and he wants to love on you, and he wants to show you his grace and his mercy. So begin to seek his face daily in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, God, for you are worthy to be praised. And we glorify you, for there is none like you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.